Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I'm probably jumping the gun again, but I really want to ask this question. Is it possible for my helpers to help me have the money that I want? All right, so in the answering of this question, the first thing we want to acknowledge is that we dropped a whole bunch of the story that you were telling us. The story is perfectly fine. We think it was a story where you were lining yourself up with what you're wanting. But the real question that's on the table here is, can my helpers help me have the money, the cash that I want? And the answer, of course, is yes. Now, we would invite you to notice that in the having of something, you're the one who is the operating power. You are having things because that involves your decision for it, as well as the data that is brought to you through the feedback loop that you can see with your eyes and hear with your ears and touch with your fingers, etc. So in the case of money, that you can see a screen that says, here's your daily balance, or that you can hold in your hand a big, huge, gigantic chunk of cash, or a big stack of plastic cards that are all connected to different bank accounts that allow you to spend as much money as you want. That's not what your helpers help you with. They don't help you with that. You're really good at that already. You already know how to do that. They help you with your thought, the thought of your abundance, and the fact of the matter that you do, in fact, have plenty of cash right now, and as much as you have now, there's more and more arising to meet you. It's quite likely that the kinds of thoughts that they will be helping you with are more about things that are not like the woohoo of, I have a whole bunch of money, because that's not how you do anything. We say normal, that's not exactly right, so we'll scratch that off the table. That's not how you do anything. You have, yes, a few seconds of woohoo, and then you mostly have, like, this is what my day-to-day life is now that I'm wealthy. That they can help you with a great deal. You can go ahead and be there now. So the way we would do that is we would say, helpers, show me that I am indeed wealthy right now in my thoughts. Show me in my thoughts that I am wealthy. And then you have to listen and pay attention to the thoughts that feel better. Don't reach for those thoughts. You've asked them for help. Let them help you. We've said a couple of times in the last few conversations to various friends of ours, you called us, we didn't call you. So if you call us, let us help you. The same thing we would say to you. Oh, you can have the money you want. There's no question. And your helpers can help you in the thinking, the attitudinal orientation, the vibration, the manifesting, the versioning. They can't really help you with the having because you're the expert at having. The hot little hand stuff, that's you and no one else. That's where the intervening would occur. So they're not going to drop a bag of money, but you can imagine a bag of money. But you don't want just a bag of money. Well, the bag of money that you want would be such a really large bag that nobody makes bags that big. You want like truckloads and truckloads and truckloads. If it was actual cash in hundreds, it would be trucks and trucks and trucks and trucks and trucks. A lot. So it's a lot more efficient than trucks and trucks and trucks of cash and doesn't really, you know, invite the inquisition of various agencies. Is just simply a balance sheet that has a lot of commas in it. Several digits. 7, maybe 8, maybe 9, maybe 10. Where you see on your screen, here is under your name, all of that which you own, your assets, the things that are immediately available to you as cash, the things that are 2 or 3 days away from being cash, and the things that are longer-term investments, and their current value. That's you in the seeing of it. But the idea of its inevitability and its immediacy, your helpers can help you with that. So, we want to remind you of something we've talked about with you before, but we've talked about with others, although it's been quite a while, the idea of manifesting parking spaces. So we've talked before about how this was something that Frank heard many years ago, and he's really, really good at this. It's likely that if he doesn't think too much about it, he will come into a parking lot and literally the parking space that is the closest one to the door that he's allowed to park in, that doesn't have a big blue sign on it, or any other sign that says reserved for so and so, that one will be available to him. And he doesn't care too much about it because he's been doing it for so long that he's just like, yeah, well, that's just the way it happens. And if it is the case that that parking space or one near it is not available, he's willing to circle until there is one available because he knows that it's inevitable. And he'll say, my helpers are bringing me this parking space. And he's right, except we're, speaking as his helpers, we're not bringing him the parking space. We've got him lined up attitudinally for the idea of having the parking space, which is his manifesting. We don't touch the having, but the reality shifts itself so that that spot, and there's one, the one story goes to the most, there's one spot in particular that's always available. Now, we will point out that this is a mixed bag for him because there are two stores he goes to quite a bit. One store, he's very critical of the layout of the parking spaces because he's thinking this is not very efficient because in order to get in and get out, you have to back out on top of other people who are getting in, and it's just kind of a mess. That parking lot, he rarely has any parking spot that's anywhere close to the door. And he's aware of the fact that it's because he's so heavily judging the people who built the parking spaces and built the parking lot and thinks they're just not really up to snuff. That it's efficient if you're going to lay it out. It's not efficient if you're going to actually use it. Now, the other one, they're very efficient. And so for him, that alignment is very clear. Now, if he were to go back to the second store with this clear idea of when I get there, my helpers will have cleared the way. Now, it sounds like he's talking about the havingness, and you can use that language if you want to. You don't need to adhere to what we're saying as though it's gospel. We just want to remind you, you're the one who's expert at having. Your helpers are helping you with the attitude, with the idea, with the thought, the vibration. So we would say, as Frank's helpers, the next time you go to store number two, we would recommend you forgive them for having had a lousy layout and realize that you can have a parking spot that is exactly right for you, that delights you, that's easy to get in and out of, and you don't have to deal with the chaos of that parking lot because that chaos is all in your imagination and you can change your mind about it. And it's likely that it may not be the first time or the second time or even the third time, but eventually, if he is pretty consistent about doing this, what will happen is that second store, he'll suddenly be getting the parking space that's closest. He'll begin to realize they may have changed the markers or something because these previously reserved spaces now are all available. Now, we're not really talking about parking spaces, although we are. That's a good place to start. It's easy for most people. But we'll also, we've mentioned this before, there was the time that Frank was with his very skeptical friend, and they were in New York. And they went to this part of the city that's very famous for a good place to go for dinner, lots of different restaurants. And there's parking on the street, but it's notoriously difficult to get in because there are people who live there, as well as, and there's a lot of people, as well as the people coming to visit. But as they entered into that part of town, Frank said, no, we're going to get parking space right by the restaurant. We're going to get one right on the curb, right by the restaurant. It's not going to be a red line. It's not going to be a yellow line. We're going to be right there, right by the restaurant. And his friend said, yeah, sure, whatever. You're making all that shit up again. I think you're kind of nuts. And Frank used that particular contrast as leverage and said, well, okay, I'm going to show you. So that meant Frank had to decide for himself, okay, this is going to happen. But what he did actually, he didn't. Was not necessarily aware of doing it, was that he brought us onto the table and said, look, help me be very clear that this is happening. And sure enough, it took them about four rotations around the different blocks. But sure enough, as they were coming around the fourth time, there was someone pulling out in a space right in front of the restaurant where they were to eat. And they pulled in, parked the car, went inside, had their meal, came out. Very delicious, very delightful, and on they went. The point of that is not that the parking space was obtained. That was not the point. The point was that the delight and the magic and the wonder of, there were two or three different things that happened for Frank in that instance, was the delight of having in that part of the world, this parking space that convenient. That was a delight. But also being able to say to his friend, I told you so. That was also a lot of fun. That was the point. And that's where we put our emphasis when we were helping him. Like, we want you to be in the delight of how fun it is to be parking there. And also how delightful it is to be able to say to your friend, yeah, I know what I'm doing. This, I'm not making this shit up. Of course, his friend said, well, that was just a coincidence. But they went and had dinner and didn't talk about it, which is the usual thing we recommend with this friend of his. But he did manifest it. The manifesting we helped with, the having Frank did, because he got into the correct attitude, the one that was in alignment with the having of the parking space. So in terms of this cash that you want, your job is to get into the attitude of it and let your helpers with that. Let's try that again. Let your helpers help you with that. And they will. And you can just say, help me see that I'm there already. Help me feel that feeling of having it. Help me know that it's done already. Help me be in that, like, this is old hat. It's just the norm for me. And it's done. And then that's the other thing your helpers can help you with a great deal is it's done. Whenever you start thinking about where is it, you just say, okay, my helpers are on the job. That's a really good way of doing it. That's one way of letting it go. Just saying, my helpers are on the job. Furthermore, and we said this in the conversation, we do really want to remind you that your helpers will help you with the havingness in terms of what feels better to do and what feels better to say and what feels better to think. That's the one way they help you with the havingness. Not in the manifesting of the specificity, that's your job. And you're excellent at that. That's not, you don't have to learn any more about it. You already know exactly how to do that. It's not something you have any knowledge of knowing how to do it. You just do it. And it's very, very, very masterful. That was what your individuation journey was about, was getting really good at that. And now you're a master at it. And now you're in the middle of manifesting through intentionality, knowing that whatever it is that's rising up to meet you is exactly right. And as good as this is, it's only getting better. So. The final thing we'll say here in response to your question is, yes, your helpers can help you have all the money you want, but it's not going to be in the having that they'll help you. That's what you do. And you're really good at that. What they help you with is in the attitude, the thought, the vibration, the manifesting, the versioning. And use your intuition. Do what feels better, and it's going to feel like you're being supercharged because you've got that alignment that's with you, where you've got everyone on your side and your helpers are right there with you. And it's inevitable. You must have that which you desire. It's inevitable that your helpers help you with as well. So we thank you very much for bringing this question to the table. Very delicious, very delightful, and very, very magical indeed.